Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
Hello and welcome to The Bistro. Thank you for joining us today. I'm your host, Elaine Espinola. Have you ever thought about starting a business, but you didn't know where to start? Have you ever daydreamed about a flexible entrepreneurship that fit your lifestyle and earned you a significant income, but the possibility seemed daunting and unlikely? Well, today we're speaking with one woman who makes a flexible business opportunity available to anyone, and she has done it very well. We are thrilled to speak with the CEO and founder of Stella & Dot Family Brands and best-selling author of the book, Find Your Extraordinary, to find out exactly how she has managed to launch a business, grow her brand, and help others do the same. Her name is Jessica Herron. Jessica, welcome to The Bistro. We are so excited to speak with you.
Hi, Elaine. Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Oh, my gosh. It is truly my honor. And first and foremost, Jessica, I just want to congratulate you on all of the success you've had with Stella & Dot and the expansion of two new businesses, Keep Collective and Ever, a skincare line, and of course, your book. For anyone who doesn't know, can you share what Stella & Dot is and tell us about your family brands?
Well, thank you. And I think the best part about Stella & Dot is that it's really not my story. It's the collective story of all of our amazing independent business owners, of which there are 50,000 across our three brands and in six countries, who use our social selling platform as a way to earn flexible income. So that's our mission, is to create better work for women so that they can work when they want and earn what they need and earn a flexible but professional level wage on their own terms. And so that means that they sell things they love to people they love through social media. And it's perfect because most purchases are influenced through word of mouth. So our model is really about rewarding people for sharing their word of mouth and then adding additional customer value and delight. So when our accessories brands, Stella & Dot and Keep Collective, people are able to sell a product and then earn commission when they do. If they help a team, they also earn more coaching commission. And in our skincare brand, they are also then sharing the right formula and for a regimen for someone to get really transformative results. So that's what our business is really about. It's not really just about the accessories and the product, though we certainly take great pride in making really industry-changing product. It's really about helping people change their lives through more financial independence and doing that in a modern, foolproof way.
Well, I would say you have certainly achieved that and you continue to with all of the growth. And I can speak personally and let you know that you have personally changed my life and the way that I have viewed what a flexible entrepreneurship and a work-life balance can be. As I was a stylist at one time
I loved it.
Oh my gosh, Jessica, I loved it so much. And it found me at a time where I had left the corporate life to raise a family, but I felt like I still wanted and needed something. And what I found in Stella & Dot was that opportunity, as you said, to make it professional and exciting and fun, but still be able to earn an income. That really helped my family. And I know you do that for so many women around the country. It's really phenomenal. And in addition to that, I know you also give back a lot and raise a lot of awareness. Can you tell us about the Stella & Dot Foundation?
Yes. So I'm very proud. We've given well over $2 million to causes that impact women and children, and really do, it's very core to our mission is helping women. And when you help women, you certainly help families. And around that, we know that not everyone's going to become an entrepreneur on one of our family of brands and a business owner. So we want to help others. And that is through causes like working with breast cancer, autism, and economic empowerment, and also working, we've built schools. So our foundation has been something really pivotal to us. We really believe that you can make an impact as soon as you can, as much as you can. And we've done that with Stella & Dot, really with causes that relate with our field community.
Sure, sure. You certainly have. And I personally am invited all the time to different events, Stella & Dot events. And I can say, you know, even from a consumer perspective, if you're going to go ahead and purchase something and to know that that purchase is going to give back,
it makes an impact.
Absolutely. And it makes me more likely to want to be involved because, again, you feel like you're doing something for the greater good. And at the same time, you're shopping for the holidays. You're doing it anyway, but you're making such a huge impact. And it feels good. So I'm curious if you talked about, you know, economic empowerment for women, and certainly you've done that. I believe you have over 50,000 independent business owners right now. Is that correct?
That's right.
Oh my gosh. Can you tell us, you know, what do you want women to know about what a work-life balance can be?
Well, you know, first of all, I think of it as work-life passion balanced, because I don't want to be so balanced that I'm bored and I don't feel like I'm living up to my full life and my full potential. And I think that was my struggle as a, first I was an entrepreneur, and then when I wanted to start a family, I took a different corporate job. But when I had women ask me, how do you do it? Give me your best advice for being an entrepreneur. I didn't have the greatest answer, because it came with either a specialized education or a lot of risk or a lot of commitments to other people when, after you raise money and hire employees and sign leases. Yet there's still this human innate desire to be entrepreneurial, which really means calling your shots, using your creativity, using a broad base of talent instead of just a particular skill that maybe you went to school for or using in a day job. And I wanted to come up with a better answer for that. And when I looked at the other work from home opportunities that were out there, they felt very dated to me. They felt like they were made for a 1950s housewife instead of the modern woman who has children later. She's more educated. She doesn't want a work from home business. She wants an on-the-go business, and she wants something where she can earn money doing something fun in captured moments throughout her day.
Absolutely.
To me, that was going to look very different than businesses of the past. And I was also going to eliminate a lot of the ick factor things that I did not believe in, like having people carry inventory where they can get into debt instead of into profit.
Right.
And really giving them great training on not just how to sell a product, but on time mastery and goal setting and all the things that truly make people successful, self-confidence and really all the skills that they truly need, giving them a supportive community. And it's been a journey from my living room about 10 years ago, where I did this on nights and weekends while I was pregnant and working another full-time job, to now flashing forward to where it's so amazing that it is three brands. And I feel like we're just getting started. In many ways, we've so much on net demand, and even our core Stella & Dot brand. In fact, we're really, really looking to grow in all of them. But with that, since then, we've paid out over $400 million in flexible earnings.
Wow.
And that's how we measure our success, which is just have we made, and it's not the macro number, it's the individual stories, whether that paid for an adoption process or fertility treatment or a car payment or a remodeled living room or a bathroom redone.
Yes.
You know, those are the things that make us happy, is knowing that our work is purpose-driven and that we help enable more choice in people's lives through our innovation.
Absolutely. I love it. And for sure, I have personally heard so many of those success stories. And that's why, I mean, it is so clear that you have really led the charge in shifting and redefining what, you know, the workforce for women can look like. You know, it is clear that your company, Stella & Dot, and Family Brands are doing so many incredible business practices to make your company a success and a success for all of the 50,000 independent business owners. But there seems to be a common theme, and you talked about it, which is passion and also that word joy. I hear so much joy in what you do and in your mission. And can you talk to me a little bit about that and why that is so important to you and your company?
Well, it's really at the core of what I believe in and really why we exist. You know, if you look at the U.S. government has been doing a survey since 1972, the year I was born, and actually measuring happiness and asking both men and women, are you happy? You know, are you a little bit happy? Not so happy? Want to be more happy? And what's fascinating is that every year since 1972, the happiness of women has declined while men has risen.
Mm-hmm.
And what's fascinating is you would have thought, well, wait a minute, we have more choice. While certainly there's more things to champion for equality, it's better than it was in 1972, so shouldn't women be happier? But I think with the creation of more choice, which is hands down a good thing, what's happened is in women's minds, they come up with more ways in which they can fall short. So they feel guilty for the choices they're making and also not making.
Sure.
And I think our business and the definition of happiness equals success, joy equals success, not cookie cutter, not a resume, not what other people expect you to do, but your own authentic definition on your own authentic pace and timeline of what works for you and your family or not having a family.
Yeah.
That we have to be more focused on listening to our own authentic wants if we're going to get happiness on the rise. And if we're not doing that, then what's the rest of it all for?
Exactly.
Right? So I really believe in advocating for women that you have to look holistically at not only her right to work and other choices, but making sure that she's happy and living the life that she wants. So So for me, at the core of our mission is about creating financial opportunity. And I certainly know in the way that I grew up and being raised by a single dad and how I was shaped is recognizing how fundamentally important it is for people to pursue passion and happiness and living their best life. And so that's really what we've tried to enable and what we preach internally.
Yes.
We think, I like to put my head on the pillow at night and the bottom line, and we're always completely open and honest with everyone. Not everyone is going to come into this business and make a fortune or make a lot of money. It takes work to make it work, and it only works when you do. We make it simple. We give you all the tools. We give you all the support, but you still got to come in and hustle. You know, you still have to prioritize it and choose it and make it work. So people are going to come in to our family of brands, whether it's Ever Skincare, Keep Collective, or Style & Dot, and they're going to use it to serve their personal motivation for a period in their life. For some people, that's a career and it's a full-time income. For other people, they're a student and they do it only during the summer, or they do it to fund a particular need or to establish something and they only do it for a short time period. But in my mind, I want to know that just like our customers, when they come to our events, whether they're in person or online, I want to know that they leave happier than when they arrived, whether they purchased or not.
Yes.
I want to know that our business owners leave happier than when they arrived and stronger than when
yes.
they arrived, because we've built their skill and we've built their happiness muscle.
Yes. Well, it sounds like not only redefining the work-life balance, but redefining what happiness means or success means. And as you said, it's not just financial success. It's at the end of the day, do you feel joy from what you're doing? Because if
yeah.
not, why are you doing it? And I have to say, from a consumer standpoint, whether someone ends up joining your family as a stylist or a specialist or not, from a consumer standpoint, they are leaving those events happy, because the message that you're sharing with all of these independent business owners is that this is joyful and it's so authentic, Jessica, that they feel it and that they are putting it out there too. And I know from the consumer's perspective, it's so positive. And people walk away from these events feeling great and they're having fun and they're doing things that impact others, like through the foundation and et cetera. And what you're doing is working, is what I'm saying. It's awesome. And,
well,
and
thank you.
Yes. And let's lead into the next thing, which is your book, Find Your Extraordinary, Dream Bigger, Live Happier, and Achieve Success on Your Own Terms. It was an instant Wall Street Journal bestseller. I've read it. It speaks to me. It speaks to so many others. It's very inspiring. Can you share with our listeners, and I think you did a little bit, but specific to the book, what does finding your extraordinary mean to you?
Well, it means defining success as happiness. And I really believe that innate in all of us is the ability to create the life that we want. And to me, an entrepreneurial spirit doesn't have to be used just to start a business. In fact, very few people actually want to start a business from scratch, whether it's used, you're a student and you're using it to get ahead in your first job, or you're someone who's evolving their corporate career or redefining their third act. I think it's you use your experience in your entrepreneurial soul to create not just a business, but a life that you want, one in which you define success as happiness and you think about putting peace in your mind and happiness in heart in your heart, and not just money in the bank account and a title on a resume, and that you do it without feeling too stretched or too thin to love your life. I've had the beautiful experience of I don't consider myself successful because I'm successful. I consider myself successful because I've been able to figure out how to help other people succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's having that experience and perspective and looking at the commonalities of what people use to create what they want in life. And they're very different backgrounds, very different personality types and skill sets. And yet the six P's of the entrepreneurial spirit of what I talk about in the book really help you figure out, okay, what is my passion? How do I create a path? How do I partner with people? How do I have the positive mindset and the perseverance and the positivity to make what I want happen? And that's really what the book is all about. So I really think it's for anyone who wants to create a life that they love.
I love it. And who doesn't want to do that? So if you're listening, you need to get your hands on this book, Finding Your Extraordinary. It is really inspirational. You will walk away, as you said, with steps on how to find that life that you want to lead with happiness. Jessica, thank you so very much for taking the time to speak with us today on The Bistro. You are an inspiration to entrepreneurs, to businessmen and women and working moms and hustling women seeking joy everywhere. To find out more about Jessica Herron and Stella & Dot Family Brands, you can follow Jessica on Twitter and on their company websites. That's stella.com, keepcollective.com, everskin.com, helloextraordinary.com, which is her book. Jessica, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Elaine. It's great to talk to you.
It was really great to talk to you. You know, the Better Business Bureau is deeply committed to building and advancing a better marketplace, a trusted marketplace for all, because trust always matters. And so does joy. For the Better Business Bureau, and as your host of The Bistro, I'm Elaine Espinola. And I thank you for listening. I encourage you to give us your feedback on this episode. And until next time, it has been my pleasure discussing better business with you.
You just enjoyed The Bistro podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com, and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.